It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Just wanted to stay out in the porch a little bit today. As a matter of fact, early this morning, I waved goodbye to some neighbors of ours who moved away. The moving van was in front of their house, and their own car was there, and all of their things were coming out into the van. There was a mother and a father and two children, and we had had some good times together. And so I stood here, and I waved to them, said, bye, hope you like your new neighborhood. And I've been missing them. You know what they gave me? Well, one of them played a harmonica, played it very well. And so just before they left, they said, here, this will help you remember us. And of course, I had lots of things to remember them by, but, I was glad to have this harmonica. I'll try to play it a little bit. It's not too hard to play. The person who played the harmonica in that family sometimes would play a kind of a sad song. Yeah. Whenever he'd be missing somebody. And it would be sort of like a... And then there would be times that he'd play very happy songs. Go. Sure does help me think of them. Let's go on inside, okay? In you go. Did you ever have any neighbors move away? Any friends that you liked real well? Gee, I hope it's a nice day in their new neighborhood. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm mighty glad I have you. We can always visit together, can't we? This is a piano. You remember my piano, don't you? Lots of keys. Lots more than the little mouth organ. Yeah, you can play your feelings on the piano, too. I think I'll just play something about missing those friends, okay? Just think about the time that they come back to visit. coming back to visit. I can see them now. They're coming back to visit now. Yep. You know, you can play your feelings all kinds of ways. Certainly you can. In fact, you can just sing the way I was doing. You don't need to play a harmonica or a piano or anything. You can just sing them out like that. Uh-oh. Look over here. Look at this light. Sorry, Edgar. We were playing the piano. Hello? Yeah, we were. We were thinking about feelings and neighbors going away and all sorts of things. John Reardon? John Reardon of the Metropolitan Opera Company is with King Friday right now. You bet we'd like to come. Yeah, you can sing your feelings, too. Exactly what we were saying. Ready to count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Can hardly wait. 12, 13.
That's so beautiful. What composition was that?
Well, Your Majesty, that's not exactly a composition. Oh. That is what I call a kind of getting ready to sing song.
Getting ready to sing song?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, I like that very much. Getting ready to sing song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder if you could sing me one that's already ready.
Or ready to sing song?
Yes.
Well, I'd be very happy to, Your Majesty. May I sing you a song from an opera?
Oh, I'd be delighted.
All right. Now, this is a song from The Magic Flute by Mozart.
Yes?
And it's called Der Vogelfänger bin ich ja.
Der Vogelfänger? What's a Vogelfänger?
A Vogelfänger is a bird catcher.
A bird catcher?
A bird catcher. That's why I have all these feathers in my hand, you see.
Oh, is it?
The name of the man who sings the song in the opera is Papageno.
Papageno.
And he is the Vogelfänger, the bird catcher.
The Vogelfänger.
Yes, just as you are a König, King Friday.
König?
König. That means king in German.
Oh, König. I'm
König.
A König.
Yes, you are. And Papageno is a Vogelfänger, a bird catcher.
Well, what's he doing?
Well, he wears this headpiece to attract birds, you see.
Yes.
Puts it up. Would you like to try it on, Your Majesty?
Oh, yes, I would. Yes.
Oh, all right. I'd be happy to have you try it on.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, my goodness, that's beautiful.
I'm a Vogelfänger.
Well, you look like a peacock.
Oh, thank you. Lovely.
That's wonderful. Well, Papageno wears this headpiece, you see, so that he'll look more like a bird.
I see.
So that he can attract the birds. And also to attract the birds, he uses this little pan pipe.
Ooh,
and it has five notes in it. And they go like this.
Ooh, lovely.
You see? And the birds think that it's another bird talking to them.
And then he grabs the bird, is that it?
Then he catches the bird and sells the bird to people to make them happy. You know, people like to have pretty birds around.
Yes.
So he sings a song about the fact that he's a bird catcher and that he's a happy man living in the forest, but he's a little lonely.
Oh.
And he'd like to find a little wife, too, along with some of those birds.
Oh, he's lonely.
He's a little lonely. And if he could find that little wife, he said he'd be so nice to her and he'd feed her sugar drops, and he'd rock her to sleep, and they'd live happily ever after.
I understand. Yes, I'd like to hear it.
Shall I sing it?
Please.
All right.
Der Vogelfänger bin ich ja, stets lustig, heise, hopsassa. Ich Vogelfänger bin bekannt, bei alt und jung im ganzen Land. Ein Netz für Mädchen möchte ich, ich fing sie dutzendweis für mich. Dann sperrte ich sie bei mir ein und alle Mädchen wären mein. Wenn alle Mädchen wären mein, so tauchte ich brav Zucker ein, die welche mir am liebsten wär, dir gäb ich gleich den Zucker her.
Zucker, Zucker, Zucker.
und küsste sie mir zärtlich an. Wär sie mein Weib und ich ihr Mann. Sie schlief an meiner Seite ein, ich wiegte wie ein Kind sie ein.
And is he rocking the baby there?
No, he's rocking his little wife to sleep.
Oh, I see. And so he did find one, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he finds a little wife that looks just like him. She wears feathers, too.
Oh, how good. Oh, I'm very pleased with that, Reardon.
Well, thank you, Your Majesty.
As a matter of fact, I would like to commission you to make me an opera.
Make you an opera?
Yes, an opera about someone missing someone.
Someone missing someone. Well, yes, that's possible.
Yeah.
When would you like the opera?
Friday, of course. Everything of importance happens on Friday.
Friday?
Yes.
This Friday?
This Friday, just.
Oh, well, yes, of course, Your Majesty, if you command it. But Friday is very soon, you know, and it takes quite a while to make an opera.
I know you can do it, young man. I'm counting on you.
Well, thank you for your confidence,
yes,
sire.
Yes, you may begin.
Yes, Your Highness. An opera about missing someone for Friday.
Until then, Reardon. Until then.
Yes, goodbye, Your Highness.
I expect good things.
For Friday. Well, I'll try.
Ten, 11, 12, 13. Well, if anybody could make an opera by Friday, certainly Reardon could. Boy, wasn't that special to hear that. Did you like the little pipe? Yeah. Gee, an opera about someone missing someone. Sort of what we were talking about, isn't it? I wonder if Reardon will ask some of the other people in the neighborhood of make-believe to help him. There's one way for us to find out, and that's to get our telescope and see if it's time for the trolley. Okay? Bum, 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 bum. Are you there, trolley? It's Daniel's clock. Tick-tock with Daniel's clock. There's the museum go round, round and round. And X's tree and Henrietta's house. And there's the factory. And there's the trolley. Come on in, trolley. Come on in, trolley. Can you come right over to here? Good for you. Understand we're going to have an opera in the neighborhood of make-believe. Yeah, do you have any idea who might be part of it? No, neither do I. Well, maybe you'd take us to the neighborhood and we'll see who Reardon chooses. Okay, in we go, the neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, of course we have costumes, dear. What kind?
Well, we're not quite sure yet, Mrs. Frog, just what kind of costumes we'll need. But tell me, do you have a very wide variety?
Oh, every kind of costume, and we're delighted to help you.
Oh, good. Thank you, Mrs. Frog. I wonder if you could tell me where I might be able to find some music writing paper.
Maybe Grandpierre would have some in his new trading tower. He calls it La Tour de Change.
Ah, La Tour de Change. Thank you, Mrs. Frog. I'll try there.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Reardon. Any time, dear. I'm delighted to help the Metropolitan. Good day.
Good day, Mrs. Frog. Thanks again. Well, Grandpère may have something. This is such a nice neighborhood.
Ah, grand-père!
Oui, venez voir la tour des champs.
Ah, bonjour, grand-père.
Ah, bonjour.
Well, what a wonderful store you have here. Congratulations.
Merci. Vous aimez le tour? La tour des champs.
Oui.
Voulez-vous changer quelque chose?
Ah, yes, grand-père. I would like some music writing paper.
Music writing paper?
Music writing paper. King Friday has commissioned me to make an opera.
Oh, c'est magnifique, ça. Mm,
c'est magnifique, mais c'est vite.
Oh, vite.
Must be ready by Friday.
Oh, alors attendez, je chercherai pour le papier.
All right,
attendez.
Thank you. I'll wait. I certainly hope he has some. It's difficult to write an opera without music writing paper. Ah,
voici.
Look at that.
Petit... Attendez.
Oh, more?
Voici.
Oh, grand. Two kinds.
Oui.
Well, now... I just don't know which kind I need.
Lequel désirez-vous? Alors, l'opéra sera-t-il long ou court?
Well, let me see. I imagine the opera will be short, grand-père. Court.
Alors, prenez le petit.
Oh, bon. Merci
prenez le petit.
Mille fois, grand-père.
Je vous en prie. Oh, attendez, monsieur. Mm? Attendez. Qu'est-ce que vous allez échanger?
Oh, what do I have to trade? What do I have to trade?
Oui, pour échanger.
Mm. Well... How about a little song?
Oh, une petite chanson. Excellent.
Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous. Sonnez les matines, didondin, didondin.
Encore une fois, s'il vous plaît. Hein?
All right.
Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, sonnez les matines, dis
les matines, Oh, merci, j'adore ça.
Moi aussi. Excellent. Alors, grand-père, je vous remercie.
Entendu. Bonne chance avec l'opéra, monsieur.
Merci, grand-père.
Bonne
au revoir.
Chance. Au revoir.
Oh, now I have something to write down. Oh, trolley.
Trolley, trolley, how can we ever write an opera in such a little while?
Well, I hope I can do it. Thanks, Charlie. Good day, Miss Pussycat.
Meow, meow.
Oh, you dropped your duster.
Meow, meow, met John Reardon, meow.
Here you are, Miss Pussycat. Yes, I am, John Reardon.
Meow, 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 Metropolitan Opera, meow.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And,
meow, meow.
I guess what we have to do today, Miss Pussycat.
Meow what?
We have to write an opera.
Meow, meow opera?
An opera for King Friday, and it must be ready by Friday.
Meow Friday?
Right.
Meow, 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 opera, meow, meow, hard to do, meow.
It is very, very hard.
Meow, 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 X.
Oh, hello, Henrietta. Oh, hello.
Hello, Mr. Owl.
Meow, 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 John Reardon, meow.
Oh, well, I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Reardon. Tell me, what do you do?
Well, I sing opera, Mr. Owl.
You sing opera?
Yes.
What's opera?
Opera. Well, what is opera? Opera is something that's just like a play, except everybody sings all the time instead
meow.
Of talking.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, sort of like Edgar Cook.
That's right. Just like Edgar Cook. Edgar Cook is an opera.
Oh, he is. That's nifty. Do you make operas up yourself?
Not usually, but I'm trying to today, Mr. Owl. King Friday wants an opera about somebody missing someone.
Well, I missed somebody one time. It was a chickadee who moved to another neighborhood.
Oh, you do miss your friends when you move away. When they move away, don't you?
Meow. Meow, meow, move away, meow. Meow, wondering. Meow, just... Wondering.
Well, what are you wondering, Miss Pussycat?
Meow, last week, meow, 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 lovely lady, meow, meow, Sarah Saturday, meow, meow, made King Friday, meow, cup custard, meow, meow, told King Friday, meow, had beautiful eyes, meow, 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 meow,
Henrietta, are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking?
What is it you're both thinking?
Meow, 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 opera. Meow, meow, missing someone.
Do you suppose that King Friday is missing someone himself?
Well, he may be, but I don't think King Friday's the kind of person who would say it.
Yes, but this Sarah Saturday was really special, Mr. Reardon. I mean, she didn't stay very long, but he had a reception for her and all, and well, I think you're right, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, why don't we meow, 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 Sarah Saturday, meow, bring her here, meow, Friday.
Oh, hey, there's an idea.
That's a wonderful idea.
Meow, she could see meow opera.
Yes.
Hey, that is a good idea, Henrietta. I would even fly you there if you want to go.
Meow would?
I sure would. And then I could bring you back, and I could go get her whenever she wants to come.
Meow, 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 good meow. Meow, love to go. Meow, she could stay, meow, me, meow, my house. Meow, meow, be a surprise, meow.
Do you have enough room?
Meow, oh. Meow, 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 three, meow, 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 four, meow.
Oh. Say, Reardon.
Yes.
That's grand. She could stay with Henrietta, but where are you staying in this neighborhood?
Oh, well, King Friday has given me a room in the castle with a piano and a writing desk and everything I need to make an opera. But, now all I need is some ideas.
Well, I get the best ideas right in the roots of this tree here. I mean, if you ever want to use it, you just come right in. The back knot hole is easier for big people.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Owl. I may just do that. Well, now you two have a good trip.
Hey, Reardon, before we go, would you sing us a song before we go on a trip? I mean, about X and Henrietta going on a trip or something like that.
X and Henrietta going on a trip. Well, yes, I'd be glad to. Let me see.
X and Henrietta going on a trip. X and Henrietta have a lot of zip. I hope you will find Sarah Saturday, and she will come for Friday. X and Henrietta going on a trip. X and Henrietta have a lot of zip.
Wonderful.
Meow, 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 meow.
Thank
hey,
you
that
very
is
much.
Just grand.
Meow, take meow, duster, meow. Meow,
oh,
meow,
there
meow,
you
meow,
are.
Meow. Thank you, meow.
Oh, you missed it.
Meow, 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 on the trip, meow.
Okay, and thanks for the good send-off.
You're
Mr.
very
Reardon.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, come along here.
Well, let's see. X and Henrietta. Oh, hi, trolley. We're beginning our opera trolley. Isn't that grand? I've got some very good ideas from X and Hen. Bye.
So, X and Henrietta are going to look for Sarah Saturday and see if she can come as a surprise for King Friday. We still don't know who's going to be in the opera, but we might know a little bit more about what it's going to be about. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what this is? Five pieces of chalk in a row. Want to count them? One, two, three, four, five. You saw the music writing paper, didn't you? Well, if you don't have music writing paper, you can use something like this on a blackboard or a green board or whatever you happen to have, and look how it works. It makes five lines all at once for writing music. Writing music. It's the kind of thing that Reardon's going to have to be working on tonight, I guess.
Let me see. X and Henrietta. Going on a trip. And there needs to be a sharp there. See? And I think that should have a four and a four. Oh, I studied a long time to know how to do that. X and Henrietta going on a trip. And then down here it would look something like it again. X and Henrietta have a lot of zip. Yeah, and I hope they will find Sarah Saturday. And they'll be able to bring her maybe Friday for the opera. You know when we'll find out more about that, don't you? You bet. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you, yes, we will. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You know what? You helped me today just by being with you. That helped me. Yeah, I was missing those friends of mine. Just the way King Friday, I think, might have been missing you-know-who. It helped him to be with Reardon and all of his other friends. In fact, you make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.